Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's hot this Labor Day with highs in the mid-90s. Coming up, I'm going to show you how the humidity will make it feel outside.
Today's been a record-breaking summer for travel as folks prepare to wrap up their Labor Day vacations today. Near record high prices at the gas pump, not keeping people from taking those end-of-summer trips.
And thousands of festival goers at Burning Man in Nevada remained stranded this morning after heavy rain created ankle-deep mud at the festival site.
People are taking care of each other. We have food, we have provisions, we have shelter.
We'll hear from one attendee who was able to hitchhike out of that area. Boy, that's a tough way to end that festival.
They certainly didn't realize what they were getting into. Absolutely. There. Getting out of it is a whole different story there.
Well, we're glad you're welcoming in here to our studios here at Fox 50 and WRAL. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, folks wanted to hang on to the last bit of summer. We're going to be right there for them today because it's heated up. And Peter Sherwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with those feels like temps going to be brutal.
Listen, step outside right now and you're going to feel what we're talking about. It's steamy already for this morning. As we take a live look at Goldsboro, there's a lot of sunshine, temperatures ranging in the 60s and 70s. 71 for Raleigh and Durham, 63 in Roxboro, and 71 degrees for Fayetteville. We are going to get our temperatures to head into the 90s today. Check this out. Around 12 o'clock, if you're at the grill, we'll be at 86 degrees. It will feel like 91, 93 around 2, feeling like 99, and then 96 for the high, feeling like 100 degrees. We are going to see temperatures ranging in the mid-90s all across the viewing area, but when you factor in the humidity, it's going to be the triangle in areas to the south where we could potentially see those feels like temperatures in the triple digits. It's going to be hotter tomorrow, and we could potentially shatter some record highs. Coming up, I'll explain how long this heat will stay with us.
Thanks, Peter. The unofficial last day of summer is here, capping off a record travel season. This is a live look right now, I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. Gas prices near record highs now for this time of year, and crowded airports are not slowing things down at all. It'll be a busy day, millions of Labor Day vacationers making their way home. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us from RDU this morning. Laura, expected to be record-setting summer for air travel. You've been out there all morning. What are you seeing?
Yeah, Jeff, and we can hear the suitcases rolling and people doing the mad dash to get to security here at RDU. You can see things are pretty quiet here. Things are moving pretty smoothly. We're only seeing about a handful of delays today. The TSA says after this holiday weekend, this summer will see and set a new air travel record with more than 227 million people screened at airports since Memorial Day. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says flight cancellations are going down, but the latest numbers from FlightAware show delays have increased. I spoke with Sharon McCullough, who is heading to New York to surprise his son for his birthday this Labor Day. He agrees consumer confidence is picking back up, but always room for improvement.
A lot of more work to do. Yeah, it just sometimes, you know, you just look at it and be like, are we ever going to be perfect? And we know it's not, but they really, really trying. They really, really trying.
And, you know, 83% of AAA advisors say that they've been speaking with people and travelers over the last 60 days who shared concerns about being stranded at the airport because of cancellations and delays. So a lot of people are hitting the road instead. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live at RDU.
And speaking of those roadways, it will be busy out there as well as people make their way back from vacation. There's a live look at Beaufort, where people will be taking their boats out on the water for this Labor Day, no doubt. WRAL's Brett Neese explains we aren't seeing the gas prices go down at the end of summer like we usually do.
Millions of people will hit the road today to head back from their Labor Day weekend getaways. But when they do, they will see near record high prices here at the pump for this time of year. Take a look. We're sitting at about $3.51 a gallon here in North Carolina. That's about what we were seeing this time last year. Across the country, though, we're sitting at $3.81. That average is near a record high that was set back in 2012 for this time of year. There's a couple of reasons that's happening. Usually we do see prices fall here towards the end of summer, but instead this year they are remaining high because of extreme heat, making it harder for refineries to produce oil. Another reason we're seeing these high prices is because OPEC, that's the group of countries that controls about 30% of the world's oil, they are holding back on supply in order to keep that price higher. In less than 2 weeks, the EPA will allow refineries to switch back from their summer to winter blends, and hopefully at that point, it will provide some welcome relief for drivers. In Cary, Brittany, WRAL News.
Of course, no matter where you are, you can always find the lowest gas prices nearby. Search fuel on WRAL.com or the WRAL News app.
Big new details this morning about a house fire that left a Durham firefighter hurt. It happened last night on Fayetteville Street near Linwood Avenue. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there on that scene just after 9 p.m. You can see the home was seriously damaged. We're told the two-story home was being renovated at the time, so no one was inside. The firefighter had minor injuries and was treated on the scene. No word yet on what caused that fire.
We're working to learn more this morning about a crash in Zebulon. It happened around 9:30 last night on State Highway 96 near Tuckerdale Trail. Two cars were heavily damaged. You can see here from this video. The road was closed for a couple of hours. We're working to learn how the crash happened and whether anyone was hurt.
Tens of thousands of people trapped at the Burning Man Festival in the remote Nevada desert may be able to get out soon. Organizers say roads out of that festival may be able to reopen today. They've been closed since Saturday because of heavy rain that covered the grounds. That mud was ankle deep. RVs getting stuck. Festival goers there in a shelter in place order and are being told to conserve their food and water and fuel. Some people were able to get out by hitching rides on four-wheel drive vehicles. Some say that spirits still, though, remain high despite this situation.
Everybody was being really wonderful. It's a great community. People were helping each other, offering food and water and shelter to those who needed it. And if anything, I think it probably made the core community a lot stronger.
One death has been reported at the festival, but organizers say that is not related to the weather.
We have an update about a woman whose body was found at Jordan Lake last week. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office telling us several families have come forward saying they know who the woman is. The authorities, of course, suspect foul play. Saturday, the sheriff's office released this image of the woman, described as being of Hispanic, Latin American, or Middle Eastern heritage. The public information office is telling us the sheriff's office is still waiting on a positive ID and is still seeking the public's help. A boater discovered the woman's body on Tuesday afternoon near the Farrington Point boat ramp. She was wearing blue jeans, a gray shirt, and a pearl necklace. Authorities are working with a medical examiner to identify her and to determine the cause of death.
The people who searched for this woman, Alicia Watts, for weeks are now saying goodbye. Friends, family, and co-workers gathered yesterday in Moore County for a celebration of life ceremony. Watts' body was found August 24th in Montgomery County. She was last seen alive July 16th when she and her boyfriend, James Dunmore, traveled to Charlotte. Dunmore is now charged with her murder. Loved ones at Sunday's service wore Watts' favorite color and remembered the happier parts of her life.
I've never seen this many people at a funeral in all of my life, and I'm 78 years old. She was just so fun and loving and kind to be around.
After that celebration of life, Watts was buried at Mount Hope Cemetery.
Well, today we could learn more about the way the newest COVID-19 variant spreads. Medical officials expected to release their new findings from lab tests. Scientists around the world are tracking the BA286 variant. Early reports indicate it may be less contagious than other variants. Vaccinated Americans should have some protection against it. This variant first appeared in late July. Now, initially, researchers worried it could be as powerful as the Omicron variant, but researchers now say that does not seem to be the case right now.
Durham's newest high school is ready for classes to begin this week. Northern High School finally got its occupancy permit. The main school will open for students and teachers tomorrow. The auditorium and athletic fields, though, are still off limits because they're under inspection and waiting for permits. The new Northern High was slated to open when school started, but it was hit with delays from the storm that knocked out power in Durham last month.
We're coming up on 8:10 this morning. A warning from the CDC this Labor Day about a flesh-eating bacteria in our state. What you can do to avoid the bacteria and why it's becoming more common now. Also, starting college is a family affair.
It's just fun to be able to see them here when I'm on campus.
The four ladies in three generations starting college together. What made mom and grandma decide to join their daughters?
And it's going to be hot today with a high temperature of 96 degrees, feeling like the triple digits. Notice here the heat will continue to build into Wednesday, but we could potentially see some record highs coming up. I'll explain how high we'll get in terms of our record temperatures this week.
It's the time right now. This camera is getting all over the place for us. But Wrightsville, the sound side here, we've been seeing a couple of different views there. Either way you slice it, Wrightsville Beach is going to be hot. It's going to be a great beach day. It is beautiful out there. Expect a lot of water traffic. Be safe out there. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. So if you don't have the good fortune of being at a beach somewhere, maybe a cookout is in your plans. Peter Sherwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with the planner for that.
Yeah, perhaps you're hanging out at your uncle's backyard. We are going to make it to 86 degrees around lunchtime and then 96 degrees around the dinner hour. It's going to be hot out there, so make sure that you are staying hydrated and you are taking breaks from the heat. Likely to get to 93 in Charlotte and then 92 degrees today at Wilmington. If you're traveling across the state, it is going to be hot all across North Carolina. We have high pressure in control, keeping us nice and bright. But we have a surface front that's going to move in by the middle and end of the week. Ahead of it, we are going to see temperatures soar. So get ready for it. Record heat will be building in Tuesday, 98. Our record, 97. Wednesday, 99, the record 104. And while I don't think we're going to make it to 104 degrees on Wednesday to shatter that record high, we could potentially see those feels like temperatures well into the triple digits where it could feel like 104 degrees on Wednesday. Notice here that we have 3 days with feels like temperatures in the triple digits, 4 days, excuse me. We don't have any heat advisories in effect, and I don't anticipate any heat advisories to go in effect. Regardless of that fact, you still need to take it easy as you head out and about. Looking at September 9th through the 13th, above normal warmth trending for the Midwest as well as the Southeast. I don't think we're going to see any major relief from the heat as we head into the middle of September as well. 71 the current temperature as we take a live look at Dick's Park this morning. There's a lot of sunshine out there. Maybe you're heading to the park today or maybe you're hanging out at the lake. Our temperatures are going to be hot, 90 degrees by the time we head into 1 o'clock, 95 at 3 o'clock, 96 for the high. Evening temperatures falling off into the lower 90s as well as the 80s. As you check out our 7-day forecast, you can see it's just going to be hot as we head throughout the week. But we do have a front that's going to move in. That's going to bring a 20% chance of showers on Thursday, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday into Saturday, and notice our temperatures for the weekend dropping off into the 80s, 88 on Saturday, Sunday, looking at a high temperature of 86 degrees.
Peter, thanks. The U.S. military identified the remains of a Tuskegee Airman from North Carolina nearly 80 years after his plane disappeared in Germany during World War II. Second Lieutenant Fred Brewer Jr. was from Charlotte and graduated from Charlotte University right here in Raleigh. He was flying a P-51C Mustang plane called Traveling Light in October of 1944. He was escorting bombers to Germany when bad weather caused his plane's engine to stall. Lieutenant Brewer's plane crashed and he was declared missing in action. Well, in July of this year, the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency disinterred a set of unknown remains. New lab tests last month positively identified those as Lieutenant Brewer's.
I'm Keely Arthur in the Live Center. As so many families celebrate this long holiday weekend, people over in Chester County, Pennsylvania, remain in fear, all because of this man, Danilo Cavalcanti. He escaped from prison 5 days ago. Authorities believe they have found the area that he is likely in, but they still have not been able to locate him. And the district attorney over there telling news outlets today that they are going to double down on their resources. Cavalcanti escaped from prison at the end of August. He is a convicted murderer. He murdered his girlfriend a few years ago. And again, families in that area in Pennsylvania saying they have to cancel birthday plans, barbecue plans, everything, because this convicted murderer is still in their midst.
Unsettling for those neighbors there. Well, Fayetteville City leaders are considering a curfew for minors at a work session tomorrow. Council members say the Youth Protection Ordinance is aimed at reducing juvenile crime rates. Police Chief Kim Braden suggested the curfew in response to growing concerns over youth gun violence in the city. Braden says several recent shootings included minors as suspects or victims. The ordinance states that anyone under the age of 18 will be banned from public spaces from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. on weekends and from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays. The work session begins at 5 tomorrow evening. At that same work session, city leaders will also get an update on the issue of homeless encampments. Fayetteville has been shutting down what is called high-risk encampments, removing tents in parts of the city. There will be a report on the program to improve conditions at existing encampments and connect people who live there with support and other resources.
The Coast Guard suspended its search for a man who disappeared in Kill Devil Hills. Searchers say 47-year-old Scott Johnson told family members he was planning to make repairs to his boat. Authorities found his car and trailer in Pirates Cove Marina. But Johnson, his dog Baxter, and the boat were nowhere to be found. Dare County authorities say Johnson was last seen by a neighbor August 22nd. Crews searched with helicopters and boats covering more than 1,000 square miles.
At least 44 people are injured and tens of thousands are without power in Taiwan as Typhoon Haikui moves past. It's the first typhoon to directly hit the island in 4 years. Take a look at the massive tree uprooted in one of the cities. More than 240,000 households are without power, but that number is now fewer than 34,000. Thousands of people evacuated ahead of that storm. Taiwan's Weather Bureau warned the heavy rainfall brought by the storm could trigger flash flooding and landslides.
This Labor Day holiday, the CDC is warning doctors of a flesh-eating bacteria that is on the rise. There has been an increase in a particular type of infection in states all along the East Coast, including in North Carolina. Now, at least 5 people have died from that infection, 3 in our state. A rise in coastal sea surface temperatures could be one of the reasons, and leftover floodwaters from Idalia may contain that bacteria. There are about 150 to 200 cases reported to the CDC every year, and about 1/5 die from the infection. You can avoid that bacteria by not going in the ocean with an open wound.
Yeah. Well, a 10-year-old boy is caught behind the wheel on a busy Arizona highway after leading troopers on a brief chase. Authorities in Phoenix say they noticed the vehicle weaving in and out of traffic and speeding Saturday afternoon. Well, troopers tried to stop the truck after noticing the driver change lanes unsafely. The child eventually pulled over into the right lane a few minutes later. Now, troopers say the child's father was found in the passenger seat with alcohol. He's charged with assault, crimes against children, and 2 counts of DUI.
Steve Harwell, former lead singer of Smash Mouth, is receiving hospice care at his home. His manager said in a statement Sunday, although Steve is still here with us, sadly, it will only be for a short time. No other details about Harwell's condition were released. Harwell was the longtime lead singer of Smash Mouth, best known for its songs All Star and I'm a Believer. All Star achieved cult status after it was featured in the soundtrack of Shrek.
Well, some cruise ship destinations are asking to put a limit on how many tourists can visit. A Wall Street Journal report says some cruise ports in the U.S. and Europe are considering limits on how many visitors can come by. This is an effort to reduce crowds. Local residents say while cruise visitors have economic benefits, they also make downtown areas difficult to navigate.
One Wisconsin family is having a very special first day of school because three generations will be attending college together this year. Sisters Maya and Samantha are sophomores at Carthage College, and they'll be sharing the campus with their mom and grandma, who both decided to join the business program. Their mom, Amy, has worked at the college for several years, and she knew she wanted to pursue a degree of her own and got the idea from her mom, Christy, to join the same program. The inspiration to dream big crosses all three generations.
My mom raised me, obviously, to face my fears, right? I think I'm afraid every day of my life, but I just do things anyway, and my mom taught me that.
It's okay to be uncomfortable. Grandma Christy says she wants her girl to know that age is meaningless. All four ladies say they're excited to share the year and maybe have a study date or two.
Oh, very exciting. Well, Coco Gauff is on her way to the U.S. Open quarterfinals once again. The 19-year-old beat Caroline Wozniacki in three sets yesterday to reach the quarterfinals for the second straight year. She's the first American team to achieve that feat since Serena Williams did it more than two decades ago. She'll face Latvian Yelena Ostapenko in the round of eight tomorrow. Ostapenko upset top-ranked defending champion Iga Swiatek last night.
Getting financial aid for college will soon be easier for students. Coming up in our next half hour, the change is being made to FAFSA.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26 on your Labor Day morning. I'm Ken Smith. Hope you're having a good morning to start with. It's going to be another hot one, but of course, it's North Carolina. It's Labor Day. Let's get over to meteorologist Rita Sherwood in the WRSB Weather Center, where we'll all like to be right now, right?
You know, take me out to Lake Gaston or Carolina Beach. It is going to be a hot day and a great day to hang out by a nice big body of water. We are seeing sunshine out there at Lake Gaston, temperatures in the 70s, but we have a couple of spots still seeing some readings in the 60s, like out there in Clinton, it's 68 degrees and 68 for Roxborough right now. If you're going for a run, now is the time to do it. This afternoon, it's going to be hot. We are going to see sunshine and a high of 96 degrees. And once you factor in the humidity, we're talking about feels like temperatures in the triple digits, getting to a feels like high of 100 degrees today. And it's going to be hotter tomorrow, where we can shatter a record high.
Things are moving smoothly at RDU International this morning as travelers head home from their Labor Day vacations. This is a live look at the airport this morning. The TSA says after this holiday weekend, this summer will set a new air travel record with more than 227 million people screened at airports since Memorial Day. We have new information this morning about a house fire that left a firefighter hurt. It happened in Durham just after 9 last night on Fayetteville Street near Linwood Avenue. You can see the home was heavily damaged. We're told the two-story unit was being renovated. No one was inside at the time. The firefighter had minor injuries and was treated at that scene. No word yet on what caused that fire. Ahead on Fox 50, how much you'll pay for a gallon of gas around the triangle today, and its price is near an all-time high. And the Today Show continues on WRAL.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It is going to be a hot Labor Day with highs in the mid-90s and plenty of sunshine. Coming up, I'll show you when we can see a feels like temperature of 100 degrees.
The Labor Day travel rush is in full swing, and we are at RDU taking a look as many people are returning home from the long holiday weekend. Just ahead, I'll explain how airports are expecting to see a new record high.
Millions of people are set to hit the roads to travel back from their Labor Day weekend getaway today. But coming up, there are two reasons why they'll see near record high prices at the gas pump for this time of year.
We're in September. We're almost seeing record high temperatures in this first week. I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Monday.
And I'm Ken Smith. You know, today a lot of people got beach plans, right? Going to the pool, maybe a cookout. It's going to feel like summer. Let's get over to meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WOSB Weather Center, tracking how our day is going to shape up.
Yeah, we're going to squeeze all those activities in this afternoon. And listen, if you're heading outside, make sure you grab the sunglasses, the water bottle, and the sunscreen. We're seeing plenty of sunshine this morning as we take a live look at Lewisburg. Mostly clear skies, temperatures in the 70s across the triangle right now. And we are seeing some spots still in the 60s, like Clinton right now at 68 degrees. It's 70 out there in Goldsboro and 72 for Rocky Mount and Southern Pines. Come this afternoon, we're heating things up. Listen, go ahead and make sure that you are giving the chef a lot of water today, especially for someone hanging out at the grill. It's going to feel hotter. 86 degrees around 12 o'clock, feeling like 91. 96 for the afternoon high, feeling like 100 degrees. I'm tracking record heat that will build in tomorrow and the tropics. Coming up, I'll show you the system that we could potentially see develop into our next name tropical system.
Well, gas prices are nearing an all-time high for this time of year, but that's not stopping people from hitting the roads today. This is a live look at I-40 in Lake Wheeler. You see traffic moving along rather smoothly. It's going to be a busy day on the roadsway anyway as people wrap up their holiday weekend. Well, the high cost of plane tickets also isn't slowing things down at the airport. WRL's Laura Levine explained this is expected to be a record-setting summer for travel.
Many people are preparing to catch a flight today, returning home from the long holiday weekend. Here at RDU so far, things are moving pretty smoothly here, only seeing a few delays on the board. The TSA says after this holiday weekend, this summer will set a new air travel record with more than 227 million people screened at airports since Memorial Day. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says flight cancellations are going down, but the latest numbers from FlightAware show delays have increased. I spoke with Sharon McCullough, who is heading to New York to surprise his son for his birthday this Labor Day. He agrees consumer confidence is picking back up.
You could feel the energy. You know, it's like, you know, America's coming back again. You could feel the energy, people, you know, getting back. You know, I guess, you know, before the pandemic, you know, it's here. It's like, you know, I feel like we back.
Now listen to this. AAA says about 83% of AAA advisors have spoken and did surveys with travelers within the last 60 days. You do share concerns about being stranded with flight delays and cancellations. So we know a lot of people are traveling by car today. Laura Levine, WREL News at RDU.
So in the air and on the road, it's going to be busy out there as well. Folks making their way back from vacation or just cashing in on a Carolina Beach type of day. If you get there for the day, do it. There are plenty of people out there already, as we see. WRL's Brett Neese explains we aren't seeing the gas prices go down typically like we usually see at the end of the summer.
Millions of people will hit the road today to head back from their Labor Day weekend getaways. But when they do, they will see near record high prices here at the pump for this time of year. Take a look. We're sitting at about $3.51 a gallon here in North Carolina. That's about what we were seeing this time last year. Across the country, though, we're sitting at $3.81. That average is near a record high that was set back in 2012 for this time of year. There's a couple of reasons that's happening. Usually we do see prices fall here towards the end of summer, but instead this year they are remaining high because of extreme heat, making it harder for refineries to produce oil. Another reason we're seeing these high prices is because OPEC, that's the group of countries that controls about 30% of the world's oil, they are holding back on supply in order to keep that price higher. In less than 2 weeks, the EPA will allow refineries to switch back from their summer to winter blends, and hopefully at that point, it will provide some welcome relief for drivers. In Cary, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Anywhere you are, you can always find the lowest gas prices nearby by searching fuel on WRL.com or the WRL News app.
We have new information this morning about a house fire that left a Durham firefighter hurt. This happened last night on Fadewell Street near Linwood Avenue. The WRL Breaking News tracker was on that scene just after 9 last night. You can see the home was heavily damaged. We're told the two-story home was being renovated. No one was inside at the time. The firefighter had minor injuries, was treated at the scene. No word yet on what caused that fire.
And we're going to learn more this morning about a crash in Zebulon. This happened before 9:30 last night on NC96 near Tuckerdale Trail. These two cars were badly damaged. The road was closed for about 2 hours. We're working to learn how that crash happened and how badly anybody was hurt.
Tens of thousands of people trapped at the Burning Man Festival in the remote Nevada desert may be able to get out very soon. Organizers say roads in and out of that festival may reopen today. They've been closed since Saturday because of the heavy rain that covered the grounds. Really ankle-deep mud we're talking about here. Festival goers are under a shelter-in-place order and are being told to conserve food, water, and fuel. Some people are able to get out by hitchhiking rides on four-wheel vehicles. The wet conditions have made things around almost impossible.
Getting around, like just walking to your tent in the mud, is impossible. You know, everybody's putting garbage bags over their shoes or their boots, or they're going barefoot because the mud, you just sink down into the mud. It's a quagmire. It's debilitating.
Other than emergency services, no vehicles have been allowed in or out of that area. One death has been reported at the festival. Organizers say that person's death is not related to the weather.
We have an update about a woman whose body was found in Jordan Lake last week. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office tells us several families have come forward saying they believe they know who she is and they suspect foul play in this case. Saturday, the Sheriff's Office released this image of the woman, described as being of Hispanic, Latin American, or Middle Eastern heritage. The Sheriff's Office tells us they're still waiting on a positive ID and are still looking for help from the public. A boater discovered the woman's body Tuesday afternoon near the Farrington Point boat ramp. She was wearing blue jeans, a gray shirt, and a pearl necklace. They're working with the medical examiner to identify her and to determine the cause of death.
Well, the people who searched for Alicia Watts for weeks are now saying their final goodbye. Friends, family, and coworkers gathered over the weekend in Moore County for a celebration of life ceremony. Watts' body was found August 24th in Montgomery County. She was last seen alive July 16th when she and her boyfriend James Dunmore traveled to Charlotte. Dunmore is now charged with her murder. Watts was buried at Mount Hope Cemetery.
Most schools in Florida are expected to reopen tomorrow, less than a week after Hurricane Idalia made landfall. Governor Ron DeSantis gave an update on the recovery effort yesterday. He said thousands of people affected by the storm are getting the food, water, and supplies they need. He said all state roads are cleared of storm debris, but some local roads still remain covered. And he praised utility crews for restoring power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses.
It's going to end up being, I think, a pretty rapid restoration compared to past storms, which is good, because that helps with everything when you're trying to clean up debris, when you're trying to get all this other stuff in order to be able to have power and to be able to have those services. Makes a really big difference.
More than 500,000 Florida homes and businesses were without power in the immediate aftermath of Idalia. This morning, that number is down to about 30,000.
New this morning, the four crew members of the SpaceX Dragon capsule are back on Earth. They splashed down off the coast of Jacksonville, Florida, just after midnight. They left the International Space Station Sunday after a six-month mission. During their time in space, they oversaw more than 200 science and tech projects.
About 20 minutes before 9 right now on your Labor Day Monday. Coming up, an update in Alec Murdaugh's murder case. Why the convicted killer's attorneys think they have a case for a new trial.
Also, parents of college and high school students, changes are coming to FAFSA. How they will make the process quicker and smoother to get financial aid.
And we give you this live look at Lake Gaston right there. It's today, the unofficial end of summer. Doesn't really feel like it. Peter Shearwood will let us know how hot it will get on this Labor Day.
Now, as we look live at Wilmington, just a scenic view down there. Taking a walk along the riverfront this morning. Probably need some shade. Stay in the shade if you're planning to do that. The unofficial end of summer? No, it's going to still feel like summer today. Let's get over to meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WO Severe Weather Center, tracking our day and how it's shaping up.
It is so bright as we get our morning started. Again, take the shades, as Ken mentioned. Grab the water bottle and do not forget the sunscreen. sunscreen. You're going to be applying that several times today, especially if you're hanging out outside. As we take a live look at our WRAL Live Cam network, we are seeing beautiful conditions across our entire region. Sunshine is very bright this morning, and it's because of this high pressure system that we have in place over the southeast. This will continue into tomorrow and help us to heat up to some record highs. So 71 the current temperature in Durham, 70 degrees in Sanford, 71 right now in Fayetteville. And this afternoon, we're going to gradually climb into the 90s, hitting 90 degrees by 1 o'clock, 96, with sunshine feeling like 100 degrees out there on the golf course. We're taking a live look at Carolina Beach this morning, and it is absolutely gorgeous as we get our morning started, you know, mentally thinking that we're here because it just looks so amazing. If you are not going ahead to the beach, you still want to go ahead and keep hydrated today. We are going to see temperatures ranging in the 80s along the coast, and some spots could get into the lower 90s, 85 for the high temperature at Wrightsville, and then 87 at Nag's Head today. Our northern beaches are still under a high rip current threat today. You've got to make sure that you are swimming safely if you are heading out to any of those beaches to the north, including Nag's Head and Ocracoke. Let's go ahead and take a look at the tropics here because we have a couple of systems we're watching. Gert, a tropical storm that will continue to weaken as it moves to the north. Katia, weakening into a tropical depression. And then we have two tropical waves. I want to point out this tropical wave that moved off the coast of Africa this weekend. It will likely continue to move to the west. Now with a 90% chance of development within the next 7 days, and the National Hurricane Center just updated this up to a 70% chance of development within the next 2 days. We could also potentially see our next tropical storm because the likelihood of us seeing a tropical storm is right around 85% heading into the end of the week in the central Atlantic. We're going to watch this tropical wave closely because our computer models are taking it towards the west, some moving it into the Gulf of some moving it into the Caribbean, and some other models taking it off towards the north. It's just way too early to tell if it's going to impact us here in North Carolina. We have another tropical wave that will develop, and looking at a 40% chance this could develop into a tropical depression as we head throughout the week. So we're in the 90s today, 98 tomorrow, 99 on Wednesday. Temperatures will fall off into the lower 90s by Friday with rain chances picking up, looking at highs in the mid 80s for the weekend.
Thanks, Peter. The free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, has some changes coming that will affect students and parents for next school year. The changes are meant to make applying easier to understand for families. Now students will be able to add 20 colleges to their FAFSA form. Previously, they were only able to add 10. More applicants will also be able to have their financial information directly transferred from the IRS, which could cut out major delays in getting student aid. These new changes will roll out in December.
Well, if you've got some errands to run today, most stores will be open on this Labor Day. Major retailers like Walmart and Target, as well as drugstores like CVS and Walgreens, will be open. Some may have reduced hours, so keep that in mind. So it's worth calling ahead before heading out. Banks and post offices will be closed. Also worth noting, Costco will be closed today as well.
Goldsboro police are investigating a shooting that left a woman and two children hurt. Investigators say it happened shortly after 8 o'clock Saturday night on Day Circle. A 12-year-old had multiple gunshot wounds. The hospital has not released her condition, but says she is stable. Officers say 34-year-old Sadel Horton was shot, but has been released from the hospital. And we're told 13-year-old arrived at the hospital in a personal vehicle. She, too, was released after treatment. No word yet on what led to that shooting.
We now know the identity of the person killed in a shooting in Cumberland County Saturday night. Authorities say 21-year-old Darian Barton is dead. Another person is in the hospital. The shooting happened on Indian Drive shortly before 9 Saturday night. A juvenile suspect is in custody, charged with one count of first-degree murder.
I'm Keely Arthur in the Live Center. Ebola trending on the website X, formerly known as Twitter, and not because we're seeing any cases of Ebola. We want to set the record straight for you this morning. This all stemmed from a false CDC screenshot. So this is fabricated. This is fake. And it is saying that Ebola had been confirmed in Black Rock City, Nevada. That's where we know all those folks are stranded right now from the Burning Man Festival. No cases of Ebola to report there or really anywhere in the U.S. right now. Hopefully the folks in that area are going to be evacuated today because there is certainly a concern for things like hypothermia, foodborne illness, other things like that as they're dealing with muddy conditions, no running water, bathrooms getting filled. So pretty gross, but we just want to let you know that even though Ebola is trending and it is really blowing up on social media, no cases of Ebola to report. That is fake news. Just a little fact for you. There were 11 total cases of Ebola in the U.S. in 2014-2016, just to show you how small of a risk that was.
All right, Keely, thanks for clearing that up. There are concerns growing, though, this morning over how COVID aid fraud cases were handled. Republicans in Congress are demanding answers about what the White House is doing to get back hundreds of billions of dollars stolen from COVID relief programs. Nearly $300 billion was stolen. Some of it spent on sports cars, luxury homes, even an alpaca farm. Justice Department officials say they recovered $1.4 billion and charged nearly 3,200 alleged fraudsters across the country. The DOJ Inspector General says only a small fraction of the scammers will be prosecuted, but they have to keep going.
We didn't design these programs. We didn't manage the programs. Agencies should have prevented this before it happened. There needs to be that commitment to getting the money back and holding people accountable.
Well, the reality is most of the stolen money is gone for good. White House officials point out Congress has not acted on President Biden's request for more money to hire more fraud investigators and prosecutors.
A bankrupt parent company is recalling a line of frozen food due to plastic pieces in the meals. Conagra Brands recalled more than 245,000 pounds of these bankrupt chicken strip meals. The Best Buy dates are December 11th, 2024, January 1st, 2025, and January 7th, 2025. One person got an oral injury from eating the products. No other injuries have been reported. Consumers should throw away the products or return the meals.
Russia launched a massive attack on Ukraine's Odessa region overnight, targeting civilian infrastructure. Ukraine's Southern Defense shared these photos of the aftermath. They say several fires broke out due to the impact of the debris. Warehouses, industrial buildings, and agriculture equipment were damaged. Russia's Ministry of Defense said it was targeting fuel storage facilities used to supply Ukraine's military. No casualties or injuries have been reported.
Controversy growing this morning as thousands of migrant children will join the New York City classrooms this week. Some people say the move will further stretch resources in the nation's largest school district. The city says 19,000 students living in temporary housing, many of them migrants, have enrolled since July 2022. Mayor Eric Adams says there's no way to be sure how many more will enroll this school year. Parents say they want more to be done from the city and state level when it comes to their children's education. New York City school chancellor says they've committed more than $100 million to address immediate requirements for all of their schools.
All new this morning, a new trial may be in the works for disgraced South Carolina ex-attorney Alec Murdaugh. Attorneys representing the convicted killer say they now have new evidence and they plan to discuss the findings and their next steps in the legal battle tomorrow during a news conference. A jury convicted Murdaugh for killing his wife, Maggie Murdaugh, and their youngest son, Paul. Alec was sentenced to two life sentences in prison.
Well, take a look at your screen. This is Bob the Cat. He disappeared from his Wichita, Kansas home 10 years ago, only to be found at a porch in Fuquay Arena last month. We first told you about Bob last week. Now we're hearing from the vets who were able to track down Bob's owner. Veterinarian Kevin Wilson and hospital manager Scott Wilson were able to track down the owner thanks to Bob's microchip.
She was actually stunned in the very beginning. And the irony of this is she named the cat after her dad, Bob. And it was his, it would have been his 94th birthday on the day we emailed her.
Huh, what are the odds of that, right? What has Bob been doing for the past 10 years? Well, only he knows. 5.9 Animal Hospital is working to update his vaccines and get him a health certificate so he can travel back home safely. More news ahead, coming up.